The following program is produced and furnished in conjunction with John Gilroy of Lectromech, which is entirely responsible for its content.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. Every week, John speaks with public and private sector IT experts about some of the IT trends and challenges facing agencies and industry. Now your host, John Gilroy.
Welcome to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. This morning in the studio, we have Jim Benson. He's the Chief Visionary Officer for a company called Coras Cloud, C-O-R-A-S, Coras Cloud, which is a human touch company. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning, John. Thanks for inviting me back.
Well, last time you were here, a different company. Now we have all kinds of big product news. We got, you know, a marching band out in front of the studio. We got fireworks. We got, you know, dancing girls. What are they? Cheerleaders running around here.
That's better, cheerleaders.
But cheerleaders are much better than that other word I use. So what's all the big news? What's the hoopla here?
It's exciting. It's an exciting time. And I think everybody can agree. The entire market is reinventing itself around the cloud, around applications, and we spent a lot of time and launched a brand new company focused specifically around apps, it's exciting, and it's a lot of fun.
You know, in the email I got from Jim yesterday, he said, I want to talk about a four-letter word. I want to talk about apps, APPs. I said, wait a minute, the FCC is going to yank us and throw us in jail if we go down that road. But APPs, sure, it's pretty important. I don't think I have to, you know, reinforce anything for the listeners. All of my listeners are federal IT professionals. They're getting pushed to the cloud. Yep. They're pushed, hey, there's no money. You got to do things without money. You got to do this software as a service stuff. You got to move this. And oh, by the way, we got to be secure. And oh, by the way, everyone's running with mobile devices. And so there's all kinds of solutions being proffered. And I think you have a new interesting one here called Coras Cloud. I have to spell this out because it's radio. C-O-R-A-S, Coras Cloud. Tell us about the company and what does a chief visionary officer do?
Yeah, good question. So I'm in a pretty cool role. Just as our CVO, I get to think up a lot of great things. And I think at the end of the day, when we look at Coras Cloud, we're really about creation. We're about apps, we're about building apps, but we're about building them in an entirely different concept as compared to where probably a lot of your listeners have been in the past, right? You know, really complex process, really long process, developers, testers, everything that you could imagine. We've got technologies, we're building technologies, and we launch technologies that really accelerate that process and give you the ability to be able to drag and drop, plug and play, like you should be able to do, whether that's in the cloud or whether that's in your data center. I mean, John, you think about your phone, right? You've got, I don't know how many apps you've got on your iPhone or your Android, but you've probably got 2-3 dozen, right? You don't have a single app on your iPhone. So we're kind of tackling in the market around these micro apps that really give you these business transaction capabilities on demand.
You know, I am no stranger to the birthday cake. I've seen a bunch of birthdays, more than you. And I can remember back in the mid-90s, I think it was 95, people like me, Jim Benson, would camp out in front of a store. Your kids aren't going to believe this. And they'd be the first one to walk out with their Windows 95 CD, and it was over. Yeah. It was like, okay, it's a 1971 Chevy, and it's done. Well, that's not how we think about software anymore. And so, you know, everything's changing so quickly. You know, last week, Black Hack was going on. All kinds of different hacks were being talked about, and there's threats and changes. And no one can really put a stake in the ground and say, this is what the operating system is. Even Windows 10 is designed to be, you know, continuously deployed. It's not over, is it?
Yeah. No, it's not. And, you know, that it reflects how we do business today. Things are always changing. Legacy models of let's build a, you know, very a huge system, spend a lot of time doing that. That model's going. In fact, it's gone. To be able to be nimble, to be able to change on demand, and then not have to start over again, that's what we're all about. You know, we target directly at the business, and the business is changing. New pressures, you said it earlier, you know, cost reductions, security changes. Our customers are getting faced with changes every single day. And like app stores and like what you can do on your phone, as your needs change, you know, you plug in new apps, you bring new apps, you get rid of apps. That's tomorrow's model. And that's so in line with where we're headed with the new company.
So new company, just press release came out just in July.
Yeah.
And for more information, I'll spell it out. It's CorasCloud.com. There's videos there. They have quick, short videos with some handsome guy, Jim Benson, that it says, hey, this is what we do. This is what we are. I mean, it's awful simple and easy. If you want to know what Chorus Cloud's all about, fire up your smartphone and look at Jim.
Yeah, handsome. That's relative.
But, I mean, it tells you what they're trying to do. When you drill down, there's a white paper you can download. That's not a way. Oh, it's a PDF. That's what it's a PDF you can download. And it pretty much shows exactly what your company does, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's lots of information. There's lots of videos. And what you'll get out of that is our vision. You get a vision of where we're going. You get our perspective of where the market's going. And you'll also get a glimpse to be able to look at the platform and even be able to log in and play with it yourself.
In the beginning of this program, Jim was very humble, didn't talk about his background. He's been involved in federal information technology for over 20 years. He has been in the Marine Corps. He's seen it from many different levels. He's worked for large consulting organizations, small organizations. He's been beat up and knocked around. He's been heavily involved in federal enterprise architecture. So he's seen it from many, many different levels. And I think a lot of that work results in being a visionary for Cora's work. So I think that's really what it's all about. And rewarded with a press release from GSA, huh?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I've been blessed. I've been blessed to work with a lot of great people, you know, for the last 20 years, whether those be folks at OMB, whether it's in the commercial market, and even more recently with GSA, to be able to really help them with IT portfolio management and to be able to take one of our solutions, and we were humbled by this, and be able to roll it across their entire enterprise. So very, very blessed.
2 weeks ago, we had the folks in from NDIA, and they put together quarterly conferences on something called FITARA, F-I-T-A-R-A. And if you're listening in Idaho, you probably don't know where that's at. Maybe you think it's an Italian dish. But in Washington, D.C., FITARA is a new regulation to help. I guess it's almost like getting a better pulse on what's going on in agencies as far as software development goes. I mean, it's a method to understand better where the hangups are, where the bottlenecks are, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. We it's the next evolution of really how do we manage and how do organizations manage IT? In this one, CIOs are really given the power and the authority that they need, whereas I think some of that lacked in the past. But to be able to really make better decisions around your IT, and you know, some of these organizations are spending billions of dollars a year on IT. So even on the margin, to be able to better manage those, to be able to better bring new solutions, more effective solutions to their customers, is a big deal. And it's a big act. You know, we're working with a number of customers now on how to best implement that.
And the product we're referring to is called ENN Light. And is it 17,000 users or potential users? Where does that number fit in?
Yeah. So it's all across GSA.
Already? Wow.
And, it's being deployed all across GSA. It's an enterprise-wide license. And if you think about it, if you think about new requests that come from the businesses within GSA, this isn't all just about the IT. This is about being able to let IT really interface and create a relationship with all of their business counterparts so they can understand the demand, so they can understand potential areas where they can consolidate, to be able to get ahead of investments and spending money, as opposed to I'm always dealing with something that we made a decision from the past.
Or worrying about maintaining existing systems and putting out fires rather than trying to control costs and maybe report up. And I think that's what FITARA is. It's trying to help report up the line on where the troubles are and how to save money in the future.
Yeah.
Let's take a break and come back, talk more about Enlight and talk more about your company and how your company can help people in many different areas. And by the way, this is a pretty inexpensive product. I mean, I don't work for the company, but this isn't like take a second mortgage out on the house, but this is a pretty inexpensive way to solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this morning, we have Jim Benson. He's the Chief Visionary Officer for a company called Coras Cloud, CORASCLOUD, which is a human touch company. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Jim Benson. He's the chief visionary officer of a company called Coras Cloud. No K's in there, all C's, CORASCLOUD. Just fire that into your little computer and go online and go to their website. It's got a pretty snappy new website, all kinds of videos, and they have a snappy new approach to software development. I'll paint the picture. We all know this picture. You can fall asleep, but traditionally, back in the mid-90s, you'd come up with an idea for a project, and your people would go out and collect requirements, and they would collect them sometimes on pieces of paper, and then they'd assemble those, and then you'd have a report, and then you'd start something, and then 6 months later, you'd have maybe, you know, a deployment, and then you didn't like it. It would take, in the commercial world, it would take forever, in the federal, it would take 3 years, and we can't have that. Things are changing too fast. So tell us about your product, and why is it different, and how can it change so quickly?
Yeah, great question, John. So I've grown up, I grew up writing code, grew up creating systems. I mean, I get it, 20, 25 years of doing that. And it's grown, obviously. There are a lot of new ways of developing software, but at the end of the day, that's still what you're doing. You're developing software. You're writing code. And that's a very traditional model. I mean, when you think about building a system, especially in some of the legacy models that that folks on the or your audience probably is fully familiar with, you know, you look at the composition of that team, and it's 90% IT, 10% the business. We've reinvented that model, and we've kind of reversed that. What we've done is commoditized really the application development, I mean, really the code writing, with a platform that allows business architects, solution architects, and IT professionals the ability to be able to mold and visually build their solution, leveraging their internal content, leveraging cloud services, and assemble these and model these to a point that very quickly and even within minutes, to be able to rapidly arrive with an application that's pre-tested that can be deployed behind your firewall or in any cloud that you want. So you really accelerate learning. You really accelerate the how are we thinking about an application, as opposed to what you had just said, let's spend months developing requirements. Things are changing too fast, and you need a model and you need a platform that can work with you in those changes.
I think of Legos and interchangeable, and I think Absolutely. Of modular systems, yeah. And I think of we talked earlier in the break about like a smorgasbord where you pick a little of this and a little of that, and yeah. I don't like sauerkraut, but I like beans, and you put it all together. And so what you do is you provide tools that a business person or developers can select to achieve an app. So you build an app through different tools.
Exactly. So we've got a lot of tools that you would imagine with any kind of developing a business apps, graphs, dashboards, charts, forms, all of those. And it's a very visual environment to be able to select content and how you want that displayed. We've also included within the platform a number of what we're calling app accelerators. So let me give you an example. Most business professionals, they work in spreadsheets. Every day they work in spreadsheet, they're working it, and that's what they look at every day. That's what they understand. These accelerators, and this one, for instance, allows you to upload that spreadsheet that you're already using and instantly, within minutes, turn that into an app. Now you've got an app, it's on the line, you can start modeling that, inviting people into that. The yesterday's model would have been, let's hand that spreadsheet to a set of developers, we would have architected it, we would have chose technology. So we're really, really accelerating this.
When I read about the Enlight program and the GSA selection of it, yeah. I come across these two phrases, and maybe you can define these. One's called public app storage, one's called private app stores.
Yeah.
What are these things anyway?
Yeah, so good question. I mean, just like on your, on whether you're an Android or whether you're an iPhone, you've got app stores. Those app stores give you the ability to be able to pick and choose the apps that you want. For instance, this morning I needed to share some slides. I needed an app on that. We all understand the model. Boom, we get it. The days of a business having a single solution that supports all of the things that they do are gone. And what happens is we start building more and more and more apps. So what we've included within Chorus Cloud is first a private app store. And what I mean by that is as organizations and businesses start to be able to standardize on their applications, they can put them in their own internal app store and to be able to share them with other business users. So you may have somebody that's been managing case management, and they need to be able to do that in another piece of the business. To be able to instantly source and deploy that business application on demand, just like you can do on your iPhone. That's kind of one piece of it. The second is we're building an entire marketplace. And we're building a marketplace of partners that are creating apps external with the organization. But now, just like your iPhone, organizations have the ability to leverage this marketplace to be able to deploy business apps very quickly.
So rather than reinventing the phone, what the people at GSA can do is they can choose from a couple, maybe 100 different types of reports and dashboards and say, well, I can try to figure this out, but why don't I just grab this dashboard from there, grab this information from the spreadsheet here, put it together and share it with my team about a building maintenance problem.
Yeah. Yeah. So Enlight's it's an interesting platform. Enlight is about 8 different IT management products, and then within there are about 35 to 40 different IT tools. Everything you could imagine from enterprise architecture, from budget formulation, budget execution. What we licensed to GSA was everything. We license all of those tools, all of those products, and GSA is now plugging and playing those, building new solutions and building new capabilities and assembling them for their business. Because you know, GSA's got a lot of different business lines. Some business lines will need some of them. Other business lines won't. So being able to plug and play those components was really important.
You know, if you go to the Booz Allen website, you're not going to see pricing information. If you go to Accenture, you're not. If you go to Deloitte, you're not. I'll give you the whole long list. I mean, even big companies aren't, software companies like Oracle. But if I go to Chorus Cloud, C-O-R-A-S, I have a little button there for pricing. I can click on and pricing's right there. Yeah. Well, tell us about this pricing model. This is another one I can't believe.
Yeah, pricing. Our model is obviously we want folks using our platform. And as you would imagine, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners, pricing's complicated, or let me rephrase that, it can be complicated. We've standardized our pricing on Chorus Cloud at $10 a month per user. That's it. Whether you are designing apps, whether you're building one app, whether you're building 100 apps, whether you are adding data, whether you are connecting into systems, $10 a month per user. And obviously with discounts, certainly for our partners that are out deploying and working with clients around that. And then even from a volume standpoint, the cost of IT these days, especially in the cloud, is a commodity. The cost is going down and we're returning a lot of those cost savings to our customers.
So how was this price structure received at a recent trade conference? You're at the Microsoft Developers Conference, I think, or the Partners Conference.
Yeah, we were down at in Orlando in second week of July where we launched Chorus Cloud, the formal launch, and we spoke to about 700 different partners at the event, which is what it was focused around. We spoke to commercial partners, federal partners, international partners, and it was and the reception and the validation we received was so rewarding. These partners are as well as our customers are really, really frustrated with today's model. They see the services, they see the ability to be able to do that, but there's no easy way to be able to kind of assemble those. So when we talked to our customers, we were hearing things like, you know, finally a company that gets it and did something about it. Now, at the same time, a lot of our customers love to go deep into technology. So while we have all these nice widgets and nice components that we've merged together, we also recognize that, look, you can only take that so far. So we built an entire framework around if you really want to do development and you really want to customize it and code it specifically to your requirements, then hats off. You can do that through our platform.
And listeners should know that this can work very well behind a firewall as well, can't it?
Absolutely. We Chorus Cloud is infrastructure independent. John. And what that means is, you know, a lot of our customers, yeah, I want to move to the cloud. Yeah, I want to move to the cloud, but it's complicated. It's a very complicated process because first it becomes, well, which cloud do I choose? So what we focused on is instead of the infrastructure that's supporting all of the apps, let's focus on the app. So you can build an app behind your firewall, and then when you're ready to be able to deploy those to any public cloud, such as Microsoft Azure, Amazon Web Services, or a half dozen, others. We focus on the app, not the infrastructure.
Take a break, come back, talk more about how some of these new tools can help my listeners reach their goals, especially for portfolio management and for some of the goals that Fatara expects out of my listeners. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Jim Benson, Chief Visionary Officer for Chorus Cloud. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio this morning, we have Jim Benson, and he's the Chief Visionary Officer for a company called Chorus Cloud, CORASCLOUD.com. You can go there, pretty easy, a lot of videos. You can download a little PDF that talks about all the different offerings that they have. It's a not a relatively inexpensive product. It's an inexpensive product, $10 a month to get to do all kinds of different development using apps and storage of apps and everything like that. You know, I have students, they ask me about blogs. And so are there any blogs that you read where my listeners can keep up with some of these trends?
Yeah, good question. And just to try to pick one, there are so many out there, and a lot of things that I do is join blogs based on books, right? Read some books, get some good authors, they got good perspectives, but get out there. So there are probably about a dozen different ones that, just in my role, picking up certain contexts, picking up certain ideas is critical, especially as we continue to innovate and kind of grow the company.
Well, it's good. When I read about developments in the federal government, I listen to Federal News Radio, we hear about Fatara, and, you know, every single agency out there, they don't have a choice anymore. They're going to have to come up with portfolio management reports and systems to do it. Now, you may have a system that's working fine. That's great.
Yeah.
You may have to come up with something. What if you just dropped in, hit the ground running, come up with something quick, and there's deadlines for these reports? So one option is going to be, I would think, using your product Chorus work for something like that. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. We've got a great product, John, as you said, called Enlight. It's about 8 different IT management products and about, I don't know, 30 to 35 different IT tools that help organizations such as GSA really get their arms around IT and be able to relate that to the requirements around Fatara. So whether that is in budget formulation, budget execution, whether it's in portfolio management, and what it provides is the ability to start to really do these what-if analysis. And let me give you an example. So I'm sure everybody's, you know, fully familiar with budget cuts, but being able to model out where those come, to be able to model out what are the systems that we need to reduce costs or what are those that we need to increase costs, but really giving you the ability to slice and dice your portfolio so that you can make the best decisions.
So my listeners can reduce costs when it comes to making IT decisions because they have a better perspective on it.
Absolutely. Yep. Be able to start to look across your portfolio for potential areas for consolidation. How do I get greater economies of scale? How do I improve my leverage when I'm talking to vendors and software providers because I've got multiple licenses that I'm not using? All of these kind of pieces and parts are all around portfolio management.
I'll talk about the 500-pound elephant in the room. We talked about a show year. This is a Microsoft show for partners. We know that. And Microsoft is a big end. And when you talk about spreadsheets, I mean, I use Excel. I mean, yeah. Most people do. So if you're using a Microsoft spreadsheet and want to make a change in transition, I would imagine it would behoove your company to have good integration with Microsoft, huh?
Sure. Yeah, we've while Microsoft is one of our partners, we've got a number of other partners that we work with, such as AWS, Amazon, and the like. But the partnership that we have with Microsoft, many organizations, and there are hundreds of them, have become very reliant on the entire Microsoft ecosystem, whether that be by mail, whether it be spreadsheets. So when we think of business apps and when we think of our business customers who are creating apps, that integration is critical. So what we didn't want to do was create an environment that was completely new and separate. What we wanted to do was be able to recognize reliances on those tools and then create tools and utilities to complement that. So for instance, as a good example, we've got an accelerator in Chorus Cloud that allows somebody to be able to take the existing spreadsheet they're using, put it in the system, import it, and then in a minute later, you've converted that spreadsheet into an online app. That's the kind of integration, as well as with Office 365, so that you're not relogging in every one of your apps.
I went to a baseball game 2 weeks ago with this guy. We drove down the stadium, and he's trying to find the way around the traffic, and he had a Microsoft phone. Yeah. He kept saying, Cortana, Cortana, Cortana. And we're in a mobile-first society now. That's how he got down. It drove me crazy. Yep. Well, we went through the Maryland, went through the back door, and we got in quickly, I guess. Cortana helped us. So he's, and in the back of my mind is Cortana. But it's a mobile-first world now, isn't it? I mean, it's like, okay, desktops are fine, big screens are fine, but it Cortana, is. How do I get out of this traffic? And this is, and people are thinking this in offices, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. A colleague asked me the other day. They said, "Did you get my email?" And I said, "No," but obviously went to my phone. The days of sitting behind your computer, always being on it all the time, designing, developing things are slowly moving. Whether we move to tablets, whether we move to mobile devices, so mobility is massive. That's one of the reasons that within Chorus Cloud we factored mobile first. Just right out of the box, so that anything that you develop is instantly mobile ready, mobile available, and it'll work on any device that you have.
And our friends over at Google are deprecating sites that don't have strong mobile capabilities. And pretty soon, if you don't have a mobile site, Google's going to really, really give you a ranking problem because of that, because that's just what users prefer. It's just one of those things. So if you're not mobile first today, then you're in big trouble. And I think that's a good indication. So I was at your site this morning. You talked about an application template. So what exactly is that?
Yeah. So back to one of our earlier sessions that we had. Organizations spend a lot of time building apps, and they put a lot of insights, they put a lot of intelligence, and they put a lot of their business knowledge into these apps. And that's translatable. It's translatable into other blueprints, and we've always heard software code reuse. So we have really taken that to the next step. We're talking about app reuse. So if you spend time building an app in Chorus Cloud, at a point you can save that as a blueprint. You save that as a blueprint. It includes everything that you did, your insights, your intelligence, how you assembled this application. And then you can publish that blueprint to a point that other people can use it. So if you can imagine that the acceleration that occurs simply by visually building your application, we then take that even to the next level by instantly being able to deploy a blueprint and then expand it and grow it from there.
Collaboration can be very, very painful and difficult, but I don't think you can come up with an app today unless you collaborate between the software developers and the IT people and probably the business managers. It has to happen. And so collaboration seems to be a key, and I think what your product involves is administrators, designers, the contributors, and the viewers. It's like it's including everyone in before this app gets released.
It is, and even with a greater value proposition of instead of let's sit down and let's spend a lot of time developing requirements, which are important, and I'm not discounting that we don't need to do that. But a model that occurs today is we spend a lot of time being able to do that. Then we go build the application. Then it arrives 3, 6, 9 months later, and the rules have changed. So instead of spending that time, we've built an environment where you can model that. We've built an environment that you can test things, that you can sample things, that you can try things out. And when you're happy with it, then you can kind of productionize it and deploy it again behind your firewall or in any cloud. That's what that does is it creates a very rich collaboration and interactions between IT and the business, because we don't immerse ourselves in the complication of code development and such.
So design, build, share. Iterate, design, build, share. pivot, move. This sounds like classic Agile software development, yeah. doesn't it? I mean, this is almost like Agile software development work. It's like it yes. fits the bill, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, the principles of Agile are let's do weekly sprints. We've learned something. We want to be able to refine ourselves as opposed to locking ourselves into a long agenda. We've even taken that to a next level that you can do this daily. You can go into the application, you can model things, you can turn things off, you can delete things, you can add new things, and being able to really embody Agile from a methodology as opposed to from a development perspective. Being able to rapidly test, model, and deploy apps, and then when you don't like them, turn them off or change them when your business changes.
So it's application centric.
It is,
and it allows flexibility for changing federal requirements. And who knows? I mean, can we predict what's going to happen 6 months from now with reductions in staff and closing and changing? I mean, I don't know how people can budget anything in the federal government. In the commercial world is tough enough, but with all the changes they have, I don't know how that's even possible. Yeah. One change we have here is we have to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about flexible software development, apps, and security. And I want to find more about apps and security and what this means to the whole threat landscape for my listeners. You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, Jim Benson, Chief Visionary Officer for a company called Cora's Cloud. Welcome back to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio, we have Jim Benson. He's the Chief Visionary Officer for a company called Cora's Cloud, CoraCloud, CoraCloud.com. You can go there and watch quick videos. There's a minute and a half video of Jim doing a little tap dance routine talking about the company, and it tells the story very nicely. You can also download a PDF there and learn more about it. Some people get their information from Twitter. You can follow me. I'm at Ray Gilray. What's your company handle? Is it at Cora's Cloud? Is that what it is?
It is. Yeah, at Cora's Cloud, and mine's CCCVO.
Well, that's one of the questions I was about to ask you, Jim.
Okay.
You know, I always do these interviews, and people, you know, I'm at an event or something, I'm speaking, and they come up and you go, that Jim Benson, now what kind of phone did he use? And so I've come up with a scientific 10-question test that you'll be subjected to here. We'll find out if you, in fact, are a card-carrying nerd. First question, do you have an Instagram account?
No. Oh, no, I do not.
Okay. How many phones have you purchased for yourself in the last year?
Just the one I have now.
Oh, yeah. Every 6 months, you're not compulsive.
You know,
about
though,
this.
If I didn't have to pay for four other phones for my other kids, I probably would be.
I in that club. And do you have a personal Twitter feed? Yes,
I do.
Which is it? It's at
CC_CVO.
CVO. Okay. And have you ever used Meerkat or Periscope?
I've used Periscope. Yes.
Oh, you get points for that.
I wasn't supposed to though.
And what flavor smartphone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Okay. And I ask you this question. I ask everyone. What's the most popular app in the last 30 days on that phone?
Oh, good question. I use an app called Clear the most because it helps me clear my mind and just take track of the things that that I need to do.
That's good. So we break into your house this evening. How many tablet devices do we see floating around there?
Four.
Four. Ooh, yep. That's a good number.
Four.
And what was your most recent post in a social media network?
It had to be something on Twitter around the launch of Cora's Cloud down at the Worldwide Partner Conference with Microsoft.
I've got one on July 13th or so. Good. And when is your Apple Watch due? Did you order one?
No, I haven't, but you know, I'm thinking about getting one. So if that makes me a tech geek, then it does.
I was reading an article last week and said 100% of smartphones have security vulnerabilities. Yeah. I said, hey, go knock on someone else's door. Last book you read was electronic or paper?
It was paper. Yeah.
Oh, so close. You made points with your tablets, made points with your app, but, you know, the paper, you're sinking. You're in the normal realm here.
Yeah, you know what, though? I had a bad experience with an audiobook, so I bought this one in paperback.
Ah, well, it's not bad. So your first choice was digital. I prefer reading old-school paper books, but that's because I'm an old-fashioned fellow.
Yeah.
You certainly have seen a lot of different things. You've seen the perspective from the Marine Corps. You've seen the perspective from large consultancies, from all kinds of different size companies, small, medium, large, maybe more than I've seen it. Where do you see the federal government heading? What's this FITARA going to do? Is it going to be a good tool for my listeners? Where's it all headed here?
Yeah, you know, I think look, everything's in the execution of the regulations. We're in Senator Connolly's office talking with some folks there about that just same question. Does it really matter? And I think the short answer is absolutely. It matters as taxpayers. I mean, just taking it from that perspective, we've all seen the overruns, we've seen the problems, we've seen the challenges. There's no doubt that getting a better grasp and to be able to make better decisions about IT is critical. And look, fast forward 3 to 4 years, things are moving so fast. So I think it is a great, and it's a complementary set of legislation that complements things like Clinger-Cohen, the enterprise architecture, federal enterprise architecture, and it's finally putting a little bit of meat into the CIO's roles and responsibilities. But it's all about execution.
When I talk to commercial folks, they're shocked at the change and everything's moving so fast. And companies like Chrysler surprised at their Jeep having a software vulnerability. Yeah. It's happening all the time in the commercial world. In the federal world, they're getting beat up and getting attacked as well. Well, it's the exact same thing. I mean, the same problems that the commercial folks are encountering, my listeners are encountering. So I don't want to beat them up and say, oh, woe is me. No, there's some very bright people in the federal government, and they have to find a new way to skin the cat.
Yeah,
and I'm sure Pete is going to complain about that. But there's got to be a new way to come up with a more efficient way to develop an app. If you know this is a short-term need for something and you got to come up with something quick, I mean, you don't have time to rigorously collect requirements. You have to get something new, and maybe a flexible modular system may be the answer for many of our listeners. And that's what this is, I see.
Exactly, John. And, you know, Chorus Cloud was built with that exactly in mind. I've spent a long time building apps. I've spent a lot of times with federal customers, commercial customers. I mean, I get it. It's a complicated process, and things are moving too quickly. Acquisition processes can't keep up. Nothing can. Part of that is due to the changes that are occurring every day because of things like budget pressures where we're having to reinvent ourselves. The other part of that is new technologies that are coming out. So it tends to become the yin and the yang, right? Around innovation, and then you have a set of constraints, and then so how do you work within those? And then the big elephant in the room, you know, around both of that is security. You know, how are you securing these apps, especially when you know we're getting mandates and legislation and pressures from things like White House, OMB to move to the cloud? So it's a complicated problem.
And that's my question. I asked you in the break. I said, well, you know, we can talk about apps till we're blue in the face, but my listeners want to know, okay, it may be able to solve my problem, but what about security? It's sitting in a cloud somewhere. It's an app. Yeah. I mean, how vulnerable am I here using one of your apps?
Good question. And we built that in from the ground up. So there's GSA, as well as a number of other organizations or a number of commercial companies, have gone through FedRAMP certifications. That's a great first start. It's a great first start for things like, you know, Amazon Government Services, for Salesforce, for Google, for a lot of other companies to be able to secure their platforms up until a point that they have met compliance with a set of controls that make them FISMA moderate. It doesn't necessarily mean that everything is fully secure. It means that if you're putting apps and you're putting apps in that environment that capitalize upon those controls, then you are secure. Now, at the same time, the most secure way is behind your firewall. Your apps are safe. They're behind your firewalls. You can have whatever controls that you have in place. What Chorus Cloud gives you is the ability to be able to develop apps behind your firewall, build them, construct them. And then because we're infrastructure independent, when you are ready to be able to move to the public cloud, whether it be in Amazon Government Services or whether it be in Microsoft Azure, you can without any rework or redesign in the application. So as long as you respect the controls and your apps don't do anything that starts to jeopardize and harm those, then we're as safe as we probably can be. But nothing is perfect. I mean, we see that with the Chrysler example that you talked about.
Right. And you know, unintended consequences. I'm sure Chrysler didn't go out and say, okay, we're going to hire some poor software developers that don't know anything about security. And no, they try to improve their product and make their product upgradable by communication. And unintended consequence, bang, you get hit with these security problems. And I think you have to approach it maybe through some kind of a, you know, I was trying to think of a circle here. Of the circle is your product can help people with IT portfolio management, but they can manage your products within the system itself. It's like I own the company and I'm also a client or something. I mean, it can be used both ways, couldn't it?
It could. There, at the same time, there are technologies and there are platforms that work well for certain kind of systems than others. For instance, you wouldn't use something like Chorus Cloud to be able to control the air control traffic, missile systems. But the hundreds of thousands of business process work management systems that are out there that aren't necessarily, you know, to a position or have the criticality and significance of a missile system are perfect candidates for how it could be used.
Where are the FEMA trailers? I mean that's a question right there. I mean, you could, instead of gathering requirements and having, you know, technical software development, you can just do it real quickly with this. Well, thank you very much for the interview. We'll have to come back in a year and find out how Chorus Cloud has succeeded, not conceded, and see what's happening with your company. It'd be great.
Great.
You're listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. In the studio today was Jim Benson, Chief Visionary Officer for a company called Chorus Cloud. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, John.
You've been listening to Federal Tech Talk with John Gilroy of Lectromech, providing solutions to design, certify, and maintain aircraft wire systems. If you miss any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Federal Tech Talk, Tuesday mornings at 9, only on federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.